Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. The Prime Minister has announced Kim Williams will be nominated to become the next chair of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Mr. Williams is the ideal leader and shares a life experience and broad skill set which is essential to the role. Kim Williams has operated various media companies, including News Corp, has worked in the theatre and music space, and is also the former AFL commissioner. He says it's an honour to handle the challenge of fulfilling the ABC's charter for informing and entertaining.
It speaks to the necessity of being innovative and comprehensive in the approach that is taken across all of the delivery methodologies of digital media, broadcasting on television and radio, and clearly in a lot of written information. I certainly think giving life to those responsibilities is one of the great enduring challenges in Australia, and it's a privilege to do so.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has defended the changes made to his Stage 3 tax cuts, saying it's vital to consider the needs of struggling low to middle income earners. The PM is expected to change his plan to maintain the 37% tax cut and increase the low income tax offset for those earning up to $50,000. Various media reports say middle-income earners will be offered a more generous deal, while those on higher salaries will receive lower returns than originally anticipated. The Prime Minister says the proposal he has introduced to the Labor caucus is about assisting those doing it tough during a cost of living crisis.
We know that there are cost of living pressures on middle Australia, and we're determined to follow the Treasury advice to provide assistance to them. My determination and my job is to get the best outcome for Australians, is to respond to the circumstances which we confront.
Mr. Albanese will outline his economic policy at the National Press Club tomorrow. And in football, the Socceroos have finished first in their Asian Cup group despite drawing with Uzbekistan 1-1. Australia were already guaranteed to reach the round of 16, but needed a win or draw at Doha's Al Janoub Stadium to finish top of Group B. Martin Boyle's penalty kick at the end of the first half, following a controversial VAR handball call against Uzbekistan, gave Australia the lead. The Uzbeks equalised in the 78th minute, ending the Socceroos' six-match streak of not surrendering a goal. Socceroos attacker Riley McGree told Network 10, "The Socceroos are starting to create the chances required to break down defences at the tournament."
Naturally, I try and be kind of creative anyway, and I've said it in a number of interviews, I like to, you know, score more and assist more. It's all well and good kind of getting into the positions, but I need to be a little bit more clinical, and potentially all of us out there tonight could have been more clinical, but we take the positives and we move forward.
I'm Sam Dover, and this has been SBS News in Easy English.